Chodo, Rosh Chodesh Av, Beis Tvila, Tovshin Ein Vav. This year, Rosh Chodesh is on a Friday. Therefore, the 9th of Av will fall on Shabbos, and the fast will be done on the 10th of Av next Sunday. In Shut Avnei Nezer, Chelek Aleph Or Chaim Simen Tov Chov Vov. He was asked the following question: a bar mitzvah boy whose bar mitzvah falls next Sunday on Yud Ba'av, does he have to fast or not? Perhaps he is permitted to eat. Why? It depends what's happening next Sunday. Is Tisha B'Av next Sunday being forwarded to Shabbos? The fast is decreed to be on Sunday, excuse me. Therefore, the chayva, the obligation is next Sunday. That's his bar mitzvah days, yeah. You have to keep it like all mitzvahs.
Why should he be different than you and me?
Or Tisha B'Av really falls on Tisha B'Av and Shabbos. That's when the fast is. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. We have tashlumim. We make it up the next day. But since he's not obligated when he's a gadol, there's no chiyuv tashlumim the next day. Therefore, we potter. Moshe l'mar dover daimen. A person who didn't daven Maariv. He didn't daven Maariv. The next day, he daven Shachris twice. Right?
Is Bar Mitzvah is Yud Ba'av?
Bar Mitzvah is Yud Ba'av.
Because on test, he wasn't obligated.
He was a cotton. So therefore, if Yud Ba'av is Tashlumin for test, he's Potter. If it's the Chiyuv on Yud, he is Chayav. Moshe l'mar dover daimen. A person who doesn't daven Maariv daven Shachris twice. A gershon is gayer. You have a convert who converted in the morning. Did he daven Maariv? No. Does he make it up? Does he have to daven Shachris twice? No, because he wasn't obligated on last night. He was a goy. If you're obligated, you have to make it up. If you weren't obligated, you don't have to make it up. So if Tisha B'Av gets redefined, the chiyuv of Tisha B'Av is Yud Ba'av now, this year. No? Sure. Boker Tov, we have a cotton who came to Bar Mitzvah. Welcome to the Jewish nation. He became a Jewish man. You have to keep the fast like everyone else. But if it's just a makeup for the lost fast of yesterday, yesterday I wasn't obligated. I was a cotton. Now I'm a godel. It's not my chiyuv. Therefore, the Avnei Nezer was asked, maybe the bar mitzvah boy of Yud Ba'av could eat away. He wouldn't have to fast. Where do we find this in the Gemara? In the Gemara we find this concept by Chagiga. By Chagiga, when it comes to Yom Tov, a person has to bring a korban. Oilas Re'ia, Shalme Chagiga. You have to bring sacrifices on Yom Tov. If you don't make it the first day, you have 7 days to bring the korbanos. A Chiger, a lame person, doesn't have to bring a korban. Because Shesha Regolim, that's if you can walk. If you're unable to walk, you don't have to bring a korban. Says the Gemara, a chiger b'yom rishon. If the first day of Yom Tov came about, he was lame and potter from a korban. Then he spashed b'yom sheni. On the second day of Yom Tov, he became healthy again He has got the ability to walk. Does he have to bring korbanos? Says the Gemara, it depends. If the 7 days, the second day's tashlumim is to make up for the first day. So since on the first day you're potter, you don't have to make tashlumim on the second day. Doesn't have to be the korban. If the second day is its own independent chiyuv, only independent obligation, so he does have to bring. So let's see elsewhere in the Torah we meet these concepts of tashlumin. The Rosh in Moed Katan, Paragimel, Ois Tzadik Vav. A child whose parent died. A child doesn't have a chiyuv avelus. There's no chiyuv in a child to mourn. What happens to a child who grew, got a bar mitzvah 2 weeks after his parent died? Does he have to now keep avelus? When the parent died, he was a katan. Now he's grown up. So he came by mitzvah. Is he now obligated to make up for the avelus he didn't keep? A person who didn't know his parent passed away, he didn't know about it. When he finds out, he has to keep Shiva Vishleshi. Yes?
Did he start Shiva when he was bar mitzvah, or did he like 6 months later now and now?
When he's bar mitzvah.
To announce it Shiva?
Yes, right. Right.
He knew about it.
But he was a cotton.
Maybe he'll didn't keep all of those that are relevant for that time period.
Shmuel Kreiver. Once you hear a person who didn't keep the Avedus, once he hears about it, you have to keep the Avedus. Shmuel Kreiver, you have to keep Shiva Vishleshim, keep the full thing. What?
He was well aware.
No, but he was a cotton. He was potty. He was dancing around. But now he's a Bar Chiyuva. Should he make it up? Kosa Rabbeinu Meir, Marami Rotenburg. He was the Rosh's Rebbe.
A child doesn't have a shiva.
No. I was a shiva, Schlesinger family. The kids went to cheder. The mother passed away. They went to cheder because it's good for the kids to go and to be at home. Gives them his garret, they went. They have no chiyuv avelus. Kosa Rabbeinu Meir shechayev linoik shiva b'shoishim. The child, the bar mitzvah boy, has to keep a full 7 days of shiva, and the shoishim when he goes up. He compares this to a shmur kreiva b'toicha regel, a person who hears during Yom Tov that his relative passed away. He doesn't keep Pavelus after the Yom Tov, 7 days later, he'll keep Pavelus here as well. At the time he was a cotton, he didn't keep Pavelus. Now he's a cotton, he has to keep Pavelus. Now you might say, well, maybe there's such a thing as dochui. Since it was pushed off, since it's potter, he stays potter. There's two proofs that we don't say dichui at the mitzvahs. It brings the Gemara in Chulin that mitzvahs kisui hadam. When a person shechts a bird, it's a mitzvah to cover the blood. Says the Mishnah, shochat veloi kisa. A person slaughtered a bird that didn't cover. He saw a ruach. If the wind covered the blood, potter, it's covered. Chaza venizgale. Once it gets revealed again, the wind then uncovered the covering, and now the blood's revealed. Now he has a chiyuv to cover the blood. Says the Gemara, Zoy semeres, and dichui el mitzvahs. You see, there's no dichui. True that I was potter in the meantime, because the wind covered it. Now it becomes revealed. Yeah, I have my chiyuv to do my mitzvah. It comes back. Here as well, the cotton was potter. Now he becomes a gadol. The mitzvah comes back. Yeah, his mitzvah is available. A second raya brings from Yevamah Staf Lamed Gimel. One of them says, a cotton shehigdil in the middle of Shabbos. He's a zar. He is a non-kohen doing a veda in the mikdash, and he was still a cotton, and he has two sayers in the middle of Shabbos. So he comes to Godel. Says the Gemara, it's Zorus v'Shabbos v'Hadi Adodi. They come together. In one shot, he becomes a Godel, and he's a zar doing a veda, and he's Mechal Shabbos at the same simultaneously. Says the Maran Rotenburg, we don't say that since Ben Ashmoshes he had no Shabbos, he was still a cotton. We don't say it's Nitche. We don't say the Shabbos is Nitche by him. By Ben Ashmoshes he wasn't obligated in Shabbos. So now as well, even though he's became a Godel, he should be part of him Shabbos. We don't say that. You don't say Dichui by Mitzvah. Therefore, says the Maharam, when this child gets by Mitzvah, he must keep Avedus. Azoi Zot Maram. The Rosh is Chelik. There's a big difference between a person who, when during Yom Tov, versus our cotton. Because a person in Yom Tov who he became a Baruch Yuva, person in Yom Tov, he hears that a close family relative died. The person is Chayav Avedus. It's not the right time. He's the gavur, the man is obligated in Avedus. Just Yemek Ugarim. It's not the right time. He can't carry out his chiyuv. Because now it's Yom Tov time, you can't be Avedus. He's a Baruch Yuva all the time. He's obligated. But a cotton was potter. He was a cotton. He was potter legamre. So once you're potter, you stay potter. Like what we saw, he brings two Gemaras. The Gemara says in Psochim, a child, shehigdil, he became a bar mitzvah between Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni. Does he have to bring Pesach Sheni? He didn't bring Pesach Rishon. He didn't bring the Korban Pesach. Does he have to bring Pesach Sheni? Says the Gemara. According to Rebbe, it all depends. What's the definition of Pesach Sheni? Is Pesach Sheni an independent chiyuv for anyone who didn't bring Pesach? It's an independent chiyuv via Pesach Sheni. Or Pesach Sheni is tashlumim for Pesach Rishon. Nafkemina, a cotton shehigdil in Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. If it's an independent chiyuv, bring a cotton Pesach, bring Pesach Sheni. If it's tashlumim, I don't need tashlumim. I was a cotton. I don't need to make up for Pesach Rishon. And therefore, our cotton over here, since when the Vedas came about, he was potter. So he doesn't have to make the shlumim. There's no need for him to make it up. A Baruch Yuva, who just ruined Yom Tov, he's mechuyev. He has to make it up after Yom Tov. It's not similar to the case of Kisui Adam. By Kisui Adam, you the gavur were mechuyev to cover the blood. It got covered, so there's nothing to do, it's been done. But you the gavur, you were never docho, you were never with potter, the gavur. You always had your chiyuv, there was nothing to cover, it was already covered. Once it gets uncovered, now your chiyuv comes to fruit. So you're obligated. You were never pushed off, you were never potter. Ashenken over here, the cotton was potter, by definition he was potter. So, just because it comes to God, the chiyuv doesn't come back. Shulchan Aruch is paskened. The Yerodes in Shin Tzadik Vav Siv Gimel. Cotton shemeis aviv imoy. The higdil. Filu b'toich hashiva. It's during the shiva time. He's like, it came by mitzvah. What's the din? What are you paskin? He's not a bar mitzvah boy. It's the second day shiva. He's bar mitzvah. He's chayav kol mitzvahs. What's the din? potter. All his family is sitting shiva. He doesn't have to take shiva. Batal mimenu kol din avelus afilu einu ve'einu chayev bo. Because since at the time when the Vedas came about, he was potter, he was a cotton. So even though things changed, now he's a godel, he doesn't have any obligation of avelus. The chiyuv that was doesn't come. Doesn't come back.
So he won't say Kaddish?
Kaddish, yes. Say Kaddish. Say Kaddish. But he doesn't have chiyuv avelus. Doesn't have to sit shiva.
He's saying Kaddish or
something? He'll say Kaddish for the merit of his father to help. But he doesn't have chiyuv avelus. Even a cotton says Kaddish. It's just a schus, a little nishmas.
But that's
a sign that you're accepting of avails. People say Kaddish for someone else as well. Next case. What's the din? Someone who, a relative passed away on Shabbos, and the Kavura was on Sunday. What about Havdalah? For someone who was an oinen on Motzei Shabbos, meaning if someone passes away between till the burial, a person is called an oinen. He's potter from all the mitzvahs. After the kvura, he stops being an oinen. Does he make havdalah? The Rosh in Brachas Perigimel, Sikot and Beis. Shita Samaram, again the same Maram. The relative passed away on Shabbos. On Motzei Shabbos before the burial, does he make Havdalah? An Oinen, does he make Havdalah? Of course not. Oinen doesn't do any mitzvahs. If he didn't make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, on Sunday after the Gevurah, does he have a Chiyuv Havdalah? On Motzei Shabbos was potter. Does he now have a chiyuv avdalah on Sunday after the kavura? Says the Maram, yes. Amish does say, right? Because we have a rule: Mishulo yivdil Motzei Shabbos. Person didn't make avdalah Motzei Shabbos. Makes it up during the week. So then you could. Now you can. Maram, she does say. Don't dichuy by mitzvahs. The cotton was potter from avelus. Then he, when the right time comes, he gets avelus. Even your potter from avdalah. Now you make avdalah. Can't eat. You make avdalah now. But the re, once happened with the re, Rabbi Yitzchak was a relative passed away on Shabbos, and a Motzei Shabbos he ate without avdalah because he was no inen, no avdalah. And next day on Sunday after the burial, he didn't make Havdalah. Why? Said the Repaskin, since I was potter then, it's gone. It's like the Chiger, so a person was Chiger on the first day, even though he was Spashet on the second day, it's gone. There's no Chiyuv Tashlumin. And the Rosh agrees to the Re. Rosh says, a person who just didn't have wine on Motzei Shabbos, he was an oines. He was mechuyev in avdalah. Just he didn't have the wine. He didn't have the ability to make avdalah. So then he makes up during the week. He mashlim. But since the oines was potter, he was potter from avdalah. So therefore, he's gone.
So next time I'm going to Motzei Shabbos,
it's like chiger.
Next Motzei Shabbos,
Are we going to get? We're getting there. Yes.
If we would all agree, Someone wakes up and he's got a stomach bug.
Yeah.
He's potter from Kriya Shema. It's potter from everything. The half an hour later, it's still before his mom. He's totally fine. No one would say, "Well, you were potter when you woke up, so you're potter now." He's totally fine. He's
right. Right.
So that would be. Same thing. He has a problem in his own goof, himself. It's not in the time. He had a normal person would have a chiyuv, but he's potter because of something internal, literally. And so we would all agree that he would have to daven, correct?
But now the next thing.
You say, but at the beginning, so Havdalah, the Zman is still there on Sunday.
No, it's not there.
It's not the Ikur.
It's Tashlumin. It's Tashlumin. That's what the Rosh says. It's like the Rosh. It's like Chiyah by Yom Yishai and Nispasha by Yom Sheni.
But we're all going to make Havdalah on Sunday night.
Ooh, how do you know? Echa ta yodea? Well, get in. Good gazok. You said good.
Does the person who's owning the Baruch HaMa'avda may go to Shachol? Does he say anything?
I don't know.
Yes,
how what?
Yes, then Shabbos.
I don't know. Later. It sounds right. So we have a machlekes whether a person who did gvura on Sunday whether he makes havdalah or not. Maram says yes. The Rosh says not. Since you were potter, you stay potter, says the Rosh. Maram says, you were a potter, now you're chayav. Make it up. What's the halacha? Says the Shulchan Aruch. And what does the Shulchan Aruch say? He makes a dollar, he doesn't make a dollar. Huh? Says the Shulchan Aruch, he makes a dollar. Shulchan Aruch in Yoridea, Shima Me'alav, Sif Beis, makes a dollar. Break the Bach! We have a steer in Shulchan Aruch! But let's remember, we have a Machlekes, Maram Rosh twice. The principle, if I was potter now, can I make it up afterwards or not? We have Bar Velus, where the cotton was potter. And now he comes a Gozel, does he make it up? Maram says yes, Rosh says not. We passing like the Rosh, you're potter. You don't make it up. By Avdolah for the Inen, where he was potter, now is he chayav now? Maram says yes, Rosh says not. Here the Shulchan Aruch says yes, you chayav. So we have a steer in Psak. A person who was potter, does he become chayav now or not? Steer us, effect the Bach. Let's continue. Now we discuss Havdalah on Motzei Tisha B'Av. This year, on Motzei Shabbos, we don't make Havdalah. We fast. At the end of Tisha B'Av, do we make Havdalah or not? Zog the Rosh. Maseches Tainis Perek Dalet Ois Mem Shita Saramban. That even though normally if you don't make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, you make it up during the week. That's all true if you had the potential to make Havdalah. But if, since in this year, on the fast, you didn't have the potential to make Havdalah, that dollar is gone. Can't make it up. As we find this principle called Kol Haroi Lebila Ein Bila Ma'akeves. When you bring the mincha, you bring flour and oil. You need to mix them up together. It's called Bila. If you didn't mix them up together, just pour the oil on the flour. If it's Roi Lebila, if the ratio of the oil to the flour in the kli, there's enough space that you can stir them together. Roi lebila ein bila ma'akeves. If you have the potential, it's all right. But if the ratio is not enough, there's so much flour in the vessel, it's not enough space there to stir them together, then bila ma'akeves. Since the motzei for regular a regular night you missed Havdalah. You had the potential of making Havdalah, just you were very busy, didn't have wine. You had the potential. So therefore, you can make it up another time. But since this year, you don't have the potential because you're fasting, Mele, you're potter. Be the Makeves boy. So is Dr. Ramban. And furthermore, since we find, the Gemara tells us in Brachas Lamed Aleph, that Tchila, initially, Havdalah was done just during the davening. There was no Havdalah on the cup. Tchila, Kavu, Betfila. In Birkas HaTachonin, we say, Amabdim Kodesh Lecho, Heshiru, they became rich, and they had wine. So they said, you have to do Havdalah on wine. But different stages. Says the Ramban, Tisha B'Av Shechadio is Motzei Shabbos. Kol Yisrael Anim Merudim. We all have the status of Anim, and therefore we make Havdalah in the Tefillah. Lo Yitiknu Al HaKos. Says Ramban, when Tisha B'Av falls in Motzei Shabbos, no Havdalah on the cup, just in your davening. Says the Rosh, look, we have a precedence for this Ramban. The Re, who was an Oinen on Motzei Shabbos, the next day didn't make Havdalah. Same idea. You can't make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. You can't make Havdalah by day. Says the Rosh, it's not similar at all. Ein Adoyme. Amodachai, why not? The case of Havdalah on Motzei Tisha B'Av is not the same as the Havdalah of the Re of the Oinen. It's not the same. Why? The Oinen was Potter Be'etzen. He was an Oinen. That's why, since he's Potter, you come Potter now, you stay Potter. But Tisha B'Av, you're Chayav, just the Zman, he didn't have the ability to drink because you're supposed to be fasting. It's a technical problem. You made it just Zman. Made when the Zman passes. Now you make Havdalah. Indeed, that's how we paskin. Aloch and Shulchan Aruch and Sim Topkuf and Vav, we paskin. On Motzei Shabbos, we make the bracha on the Ner. We don't make a bracha on Psalmin because we're in Tzar. And Motzei Shabbos, we make a bracha on the wine without Ner or Psalmin. So we paskin that there is. We do make Havdalah because it's Torim's man, but we are Mechuyev Be'etzen. Shai Truva says, brings the Birkei Yosef, a chole, a person who's sick and he has to eat on Tisha B'Av, he makes Havdalah before he eats. He can be made to his family. The family are fasting, they can hear Havdalah from him. Because we're not really potter from Havdalah. It's a technical thing. We can't make Havdalah because we can't drink the cup. If we have a chole that's going to drink the cup, we can make Havdalah. Unlike an oinen can't even hear Havdalah from someone else because he's potter bretzen. In the Shut Yisoyerus B'Tshuva, he's asked about the Yoledes. The Shulchan Aruch in Tov Kuf Nun Dalet Zivav, a Yoledes, 30 days, for the first 30 days after her birth, doesn't fast. She's like a Chole. The Rama says, we are not to fast. She says, according to the Shulchan Aruch, a Yoledes, who's day 30, falls on the 9th of Av, on Shabbos, does she have to fast on Sunday? Do we say, since it's just Tashlumim, since she was potter on Shabbos because she was a Yoledes, so maybe she doesn't have to make it up on Sunday because she wasn't obligated on the Shabbos, on the Tisha B'Av, she wasn't obligated. Therefore, she's potter from Tashlumim on the 10th of Av. Similar to the question of our cotton. He says, no, she has to fast. Why? Because she was obligated, she was a chayba, she had to eat, but other things she still had to fast. Everything else was still applicable to her. Okay, let's get back to our original question. What's the din of a katan who has a bar mitzvah on Sunday, Yud Ba'av? It all depends. What's happening on Yud Ba'av? Is Yud Ba'av, are we making up, is it tashlumim for the fast that fell on Shabbos, which couldn't do it, we're making it up on Sunday? Is it tashlumim? Or the fast itself this year is on Yud Ba'av? Says the Avi Nezer, it's a machloikes, Shulchan Aruch, and Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch, Simtof, Kuf, Nun, Bei, Sifyot, Tisha B'Av, falling on Shabbos, you eat, you have your Shalashudas, Oichel, Basar, you have meat, and drink wine, Nesuda, Mafsekes, the Shalashudas is the last meal, you have meat and wine, umar al shulchana, you could serve afilu kasuda shleima be'es malchusay, like a king, like Shleima Melech, King Solomon at his peak reign. You can imagine the meal he had. That's what you could be serving on your Shabbos table, unlimited, no limitations. Shulchan Aruch tof kuf nun dalet sifkot nutes, Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, Mutar b'kuran, you have to do everything. Ba'firu b'tashmish hamita, everything is permitted. Hago, the Rama says, v'yesh oisrim tashmish hamita v'chein noyeg. The minhag is, minhag Ashkenaz, that you are also b'tashmish hamita on the Shabbos Tisha B'Av. What's this about? The Mishabur explains, Hakoiver Mesei Beregel. A person during Yom Tov buried a mace, he's now in Avelus. Does he keep Avelus during Yom Tov? A person buried a mace, no Avelus. But there's still Issa Dvoin Shebetzina Noyeg. Dvoin Shebetzina, which is Tashmish Amita, is activated during the Yom Tov. So the question is, on this Shabbos, Minhag Ashkenaz is that it's like a regal, and therefore Dvarim Shebetzina is Noyeg. That's what it is, the Tashmish Hamita. In the Shuta Rashbo, Chelek Aleph Sim Tov Kuf Chof, he was asked, Tisha B'Av Shachal Yos B'Shabbos, Ma'u B'Tashmish Hamita? Is it like a regular Avelus that's also Dvarim Shebetzina? And Ovel on Shabbos is also the Tashmish Hamita. The answer is nearly Shenoyeg Boy Shum Avelus. He has zero Avelus in Shabbos. Because we learned Ma'ar al Shulchanai Kashulchan Tzuda Shleima B'Shaitai. We learned you have unlimited meals on Shabbos. Because it's Avelus Yishona, it's not like a fresh Avelus. The culture came that they took away the fast from the 9th of Av and they put on the 10th of Av, because as the Gemara says, the Lord didn't say that we should do this every year, we should fast on the 10th, because the main part of Beis Hamikdash was burnt on the 10th of Av. It was only ignited on the 9th of Av, but the actual the destruction actually happened on the 10th of Av. Therefore Akru Chazal took it away on when Tisha B'Av falls on a Shabbos. Chazal took it away from the Shabbos and put it on the Sunday. And therefore on Shabbos you have zero Avelus. It's not like a regular Avelus on Shabbos. You keep Avelus on Shabbos. Join Shabbatina. Here the zero because they took it away and put it on the 10th. Says Avi Nezer, our question is Sunday, is it Tashlumim, is it make... Are we making up for the fast we lost on Shabbos? Or is it a new chiyuv on Yud Ba'av? Is this very machlekes? According to the Shulchan Aruch, that Dvarim Shebetzina, Tashmish Hamita is mutar on Shabbos, Meaning, because we saw in the Rashba, there's zero Avedas in Shabbos. Chazal took it away. Chazal, the Matakin on Shabbos, on Sunday, this year, Yud Vav, this is the Chiyuv. Therefore, a Katan, who should you deal? Has a Chiyuv like everyone else. But according to the Bnei Ashkenaz, that the Bnei Ashkenaz learned, there is a Chiyuv, the Isra of Tashmi Shamita, on Shabbos, meaning that Veda Stata is on Shabbos, just we make it up on Sunday. The Katan is Potter. Dr. Avin Ezer. So according to Binag, meaning Shulchan Aruch, the Katan would have to keep the fast. According to Bnei Ashkenaz, the Katan could be dancing around and have his meal. He doesn't have any Chiyuv Avedos. Everyone else is doing Tashlumin for yesterday, because the Tisha B'Av was a Tisha B'Av yesterday as well. Just Shabbos pushed it off. It's Tashlumin. But for this guy, it's like he's like the Oinen who is Potter. That's really like he was Potter. Since he was Potter yesterday, he's Potter today as well, because it's just Tashlumin. As I talked to Avnei Nezer. Yes?
That because the Ramah was asr something, therefore it's also a kula.
It's a lamdus. It's a definition. What's happening?
In order to go that far, turn the tables, we have the nevar that when the Shulchan when the Ramah writes that he really means mi'ikir din it's asr, and not like it's. You should still keep in mind that it's Tisha B'Av, and therefore don't go this far.
That's how the Avnei is learned, because it's a definition. Kekoipa, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, Kekoipa makes up a regal. It's giving a loch category. It's a loch category is a loch of Kekoipa makes up a regal, which means that Veda started just in a limited way. So, I mean, that's the date. That's how the Avnei is learned. You, Mordechai, are Mechaven to Maran Beis HaLevi, Rav Vozna, in two places. In Shut Shevet HaLevi, he doesn't accept Avnei Nezer, and he says it's just since Rav Shonim Tisha B'Av is on the Tisha B'Av, therefore we not join Shevet Tzina. As exactly what you said, he learns it's not Mekaratim. It's just sentimentally, it's not appropriate to be intimate at this time of the year when Rav Shonim we'd be mourning. What you're saying? Not me, Karadi. I said, don't have an answer.
Would we push off? Would we push off Yal Tvila?
Could it Ashkenaz?
I don't know. Spartan for sure not. But I'm saying that would Bnei Ashkenaz. Because if you say we're pushing off Yal Tvila, it's a Tvila with Yal Tvila. So that's it. Tisha B'Av, we do push it off.
That's it, for sure.
So that would probably
Good. Good. Right. I think that, if I'm not mistaken, I have to look again. I think Mishmur does say for Leil Tvila, we're lenient. If I'm not mistaken. Good gazak. I have to look again, but I think that he does say that. Right. The Maharsham Chelek Gimel Sim Shin Samer Gimel says he has different words. Since the cotton had a chiyuv midrabbonon of chinuch as a cotton, not nitche. We don't say nitche. He had a shaychus to it. So it doesn't say nitche. Beikar the Shulchan Aruch and Sim Tovkuf Ayin Dalet says a person who rides to a city that they're fasting, something happened there. There was a tragedy and they have a drought. And they're fasting. You come from a city that they're not fasting. The halacha is, says Shulchan Aruch, Noisrim Chumrei Hamokim Shor Achrasham. Where you arrive, you have to accept upon yourself the chumras of what they're doing. And therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you arrive to a city where they're fasting, you have to fast Imohim. The Mela, even if we'll accept Avni Nezer, then Achinami, the cotton's potter. But where is he now? He's in the city where everyone's fasting. You have to be fast with them. Midin, you can't be Purish Min HaTzibur. Rav Chesna, in his Sefer, Shari Nechama, has another Nafkemina. We're going to finish now. There's a person, that Shulchan Aruch says, in Tovku from Gimel, a person shouldn't be Matayel, shouldn't be lounging around, walking around, being the Tayel, on Erev Tisha B'Av. Saloch. Question is, this year, on Friday, Erev Tisha B'Av, are you allowed to walk around? What's the reason behind it? Why not walk around on Friday, on Erev Tisha B'Av? Shoyestiach das min avelus. Says Shulchan Aruch, Teshulevah de schoik v'kalos v'hitu. Says it's totally zebezeh. If we say the fast has been pushed off to Sunday, and Tisha B'Av is nothing, there's no din Torah and Shabbat Tzina, so why on Friday you can lounge around? But if we say the fast is really on Shabbos, and Torah and Shabbat Tzina is noyev, just we can't carry it out, we have to do Tashlumim on Sunday, therefore even on Friday it's inappropriate to be lounging around, it's still Erev Tisha B'Av. Shuzeicha that Tisha B'Av should be nepach, yoga in the simcha, and Adaraba will be mechazik ourselves, and we'll be celebrating Tisha B'Av in the newly rebuilt Beis Hamikdash. Thank you very much. Kol tov. Yeah.